Why do some companies thrive for decades while others vanish overnight? Kodak once dominated photography so completely that Kodak Moment entered our everyday vocabulary. It ranked among the world's four most valuable brands. Then it lost $30 billion in market value and filed for bankruptcy in 2012. The irony? Kodak invented the first digital camera in 1975 and poured $5 billion into digital imaging research. The problem wasn't technology or planning, it was that Kodak treated its brand as a marketing department concern rather than as the DNA of the entire business. This distinction separates companies that endure from those that collapse. Your brand isn't what you say in advertisements, it's what you do every single day, in every decision, at every level. When Sam Palmisano became IBM's CEO in 2002, he didn't refresh the logo or launch flashy campaigns. He recognized something fundamental. You can't deliver greatness to customers if your employees don't embody it first. With 40% of IBM's 300,000 employees working remotely or at client sites across 170 countries, Palmisano needed more than a mission statement. He needed shared values that would guide decisions when no manager was watching. In July 2003, IBM launched Values Jam, a 72-hour global conversation on the company intranet where employees worldwide contributed ideas, vented frustrations, and debated what IBM should stand for, producing three core values that became the operating system for every IBM decision. True culture change requires the head plus heart plus hands and feet approach. Employees must understand values intellectually, feel inspired emotionally, and translate them into daily behaviors. Method Products created flashcards showing how values like keep method weird become specific actions. Great brands conduct immersive brand engagement sessions where employees experience the brand rather than just learn about it. Wegmans requires 40 hours of training for cashiers and sends employees to witness food production firsthand, creating what President Danny Wegman calls telepathic levels of customer service. Great brands view every consumer contact as an opportunity to enhance brand value. P&G obsesses over the first moment of truth, the 3 to 7 seconds when shoppers notice products on shelves. Designer Jony Ive explained Apple's packaging philosophy. You design a ritual of unpacking to make the product feel special. Packaging can be theater. It can create a story. Memorable brand experiences engage multiple senses. Starwood Hotels created distinctive scents for each brand. Williams-Sonoma offers cooking demonstrations. And Trader Joe's creates a complete brand world through wooden display cases, hand-drawn signs, and Hawaiian-shirted employees. Nike almost made a catastrophic mistake. When marketing chief Scott Bedbury previewed an ad celebrating Nike's fitness revolution, the reception was ice cold. It celebrated Nike, not the customer. The revised campaign showed diverse athletes in action with three words: just do it. No product shots, no specifications. People wrote letters sharing how those words inspired life changes. Some got tattoos. Pampers discovered emotional power when losing market share despite being Europe's top diaper brand. Mothers cared less about dryness specifications and more about their baby's development. Pampers renamed diaper sizes to reflect developmental stages and partnered with UNICEF on vaccination campaigns. Global revenue jumped from $3.4 billion to $10 billion in 4 years. Traditional research often misses these emotional connections. Anthropological approaches, home visits, shop-alongs, observing actual product use, reveal the unspoken. For a supplement manufacturer, home visits revealed customers proudly displaying canisters on countertops as symbols of healthy choices. Emotional connections create psychological switching costs, transcending price. Amazon allows negative reviews and sells Kindles at a loss, sacrificing short-term profits to build trust. These bonds transform customers into evangelists who defend your brand as they defend themselves. When Oprah Winfrey ended her show in 2011, she defied industry norms by exiting at the peak of success. She never took her company public or licensed her name indiscriminately. As Anna Wintour observed, if you are out to build a brand, you have to know what is real and right for you. Positioning yourself as just as good as brand X but cheaper makes your value comparative rather than inherent. You're perpetually reacting instead of leading. Chipotle thrived by challenging fast food conventions. While competitors slashed prices and expanded menus, founder Steve Ells created fast casual restaurants, offering higher quality at higher prices. Industry experts predicted failure. Chipotle became the trendsetter. During the 2008-2009 recession, Tiffany & Co. resisted pressure to discount. While competitors offered 70% off, Tiffany quietly reduced some prices by 10% without advertising sales. This maintained the long-term value of the enterprise, resulting in double-digit growth over the following decade. Great brands don't jump on bandwagons, they identify emerging ideas and advance them. Starbucks responded to increasing isolation in American society by introducing Italian coffeehouse culture, designing shops as third places for casual social interaction. Great brands attract customers through unwavering identity, not by chasing everyone. Lululemon maintains brand cachet with strict returns and no discounts, clarity, not arrogance. While many marketers dilute messages to avoid exclusion, sharply focused brands attract attention like lighthouses. The Rolling Stones maintained their identity as the world's greatest rock and roll band for 40 years, never trying to be the Beatles. Trader Joe's targets ideal customers, creating a cultural experience with low-cost staples and exotic luxuries. Red Bull exemplifies this principle. Despite taste tests concluding no other new product has failed this convincingly, founder Dietrich Mateschitz knew taste was irrelevant compared to performance and status. He deliberately cultivated a polarizing personality, even nurturing harmful ingredient rumors, believing it more dangerous to generate no interest. True customer centricity isn't pleasing everyone. Attempting universal excellence risks withholding exceptional treatment from loyal customers. As Richard Branson explains, our customers relate to us more as an idea or philosophy than as a company. Great brands define their core aspirations and execute relentlessly. Shake Shack CEO Randy Garrudy rejects lucrative catering and food trucks because they can't meet quality standards. They even scrapped a purchased food truck entirely. Vanguard Group shows how commitment protects brands during turbulence. When analyst Mabel Yu refused to buy mortgage-backed securities before the 2009 collapse, unable to get satisfactory risk explanations, she saved investors millions. Vanguard's culture encourages dissent that supports their brand promise. Growth often disguises brand cannibalization. Krispy Kreme's expansion damaged its fresh, hot donut experience through small compromises, ingredient changes, modified facilities, lowered hiring standards that collectively degraded customer experience. The solution? Brand focus as the sole organizational priority. Shake Shack believes the bigger we get, the smaller we have to act. Southwest Airlines challenges industry conventions, short-haul flights, no premium seating, yet became one of the most profitable airlines. The Container Store demonstrates this paradox. By committing to 7 foundation principles rather than thick rulebooks, it empowers employees while maintaining consistency, driving $700 million in sales while price-cutting competitors failed. Sustaining great brands demands sacrifice, even of short-term profit and growth. Patagonia's 2012 Black Friday "Don't Buy This Jacket" ad challenged retail norms by urging consumers to consider environmental impact. Their Common Threads initiative promised repairs and resale support, an authentic extension of company values. Today's consumers demand integrated social responsibility, not isolated charity. Research shows 73% will switch brands to support good causes. Starbucks' Create Jobs for USA program finances undercapitalized community businesses, authentically expressing the company's reliance on local communities. Firehouse Subs evolved from supporting random charities to creating the Public Safety Foundation, aligned with their brand heritage, driving 35% sales growth in 2012, with engaged restaurants generating 27.8% higher sales. GE's Eco Imagination Initiative demonstrates how major companies drive growth through social strategy, developing products addressing environmental challenges while creating business value. IKEA's mission focuses on improving lives through accessible furnishings, starting with functional needs and target prices, then leveraging innovative manufacturing for affordability. In a world where consumers trust experience over messaging, real brand value comes from operationalizing your brand, making it a promise delivered, not declared. Your brand isn't what you say in advertisements. It's what you do when no one's watching, how you treat employees when numbers disappoint, which opportunities you reject to stay true to values. Great brands understand that culture, strategy, and execution are interconnected expressions of a single identity. When you make your brand the driver of every business aspect, you create something transcendent, a company that shapes markets rather than survives them, that magnetizes customers rather than chases them, that creates value naturally rather than gives back grudgingly. That's the difference between having a brand and being one.